Greetings in the name of the Lord.
在主的名下，我问候大家。
We continue on our study of the book of
Hebrews. 我们继续来查考罗马书。
In chapter 1, we see how the people of the world and the Gentiles are guilty of sin.
在第一章，我们可以看到外邦人的罪。
But then I believe last week we talked about the judge.
我们上个星期我相信我们讲到这个判断。
And we saw how God is a very righteous judge.
我们看到我们主是公义的审判主审判官。
Right, that's why in Romans 2:11 we see that there is no respect of persons with God.
所以在罗马书二章第十一节，我们可以看到神不偏待人。
Right, and then lastly in verse 16,
第十六节
，we say that we can see that God judges according to the gospel.
我们可以看到呢，神借着福音来判断人。
Right, and this is important for understanding today also.
这是对我们今天所认识的接续的话语很重要的。
Because today we are talking about the guilt of the Jews.
因为今天我们要看到犹太人的罪。
So whether it's the Gentile or whether it's the Jews.
所以不管是外邦人还是犹太人。
God is very fair.
神是非常公平的。
He will judge everyone.
他必审判每一个人。
And everyone must believe in him.
每一个人都要相信他。
No matter what your race is,
不管你是来自什么种族的。
What your background is,
你的背景。
But if you do not believe in God,
如果你不相信神,
the judge according to the gospel,
他一定会照着福音来审判。
If you do not believe in the good news of Christ,
如果你不相信神耶稣的福音,
you will end up in hell.
你将会被判去地狱。
But if you believe in the gospel,
如果你相信这个神的福音，
you will be found in heaven.
你将会在到天堂去。
And so today we look at the guilt of the Jews.
我们今天来看犹太人的罪。
And when we look at the guilt of the Jews,
我们看犹太人的罪。
Wait, is this only for the Jews?
他的罪是指限于犹太人吗？
Right, if this is for the Jews, then we don't need to listen, right?
如果这个罪呢，只是属于犹太人的，这样我们就不用听了吧？
But of course, we know that is not true.
你知道这不是正确的。
But the focus here, of course, is towards the Jews.
今天的重点是在于犹太人。
We will look at two of their sins.
我们要看他们的两个罪。
And then when we look at these sins that the Jews are guilty of,
我们要看这犹太人所犯的罪。
We also realize that we can be guilty of these sins also.
我们在看到犹太人罪的时候，我们也会体会到我们也犯了同样的罪。
And then lastly, we'll see how we can be free from this guilt of sin.
所以我们要看我们怎样从这种罪中释放出来。
So the last time I spoke here, the topic was the guilt of men.
所以上次我在分享的时候，我们讲到人的罪。
Right, and we know that guilt is not just a feeling.
那这个罪呢，不是在某一种感受。
Right, last time I used the illustration of a judge.
我们上次用这个法官来做这个例子。
At the end of the case, you only say you're guilty or you're innocent.
在他审判之后呢，他只能说你犯了罪或者你无罪。
You won't just say I feel this, I feel that.
他不说我感受到这个，感受到那个。
Right, and so here we find that the Jews are guilty.
所以我们这里看到呢，犹太人是犯了罪。
It's not just what the Apostle Paul feels.
这不是这个使徒保罗的感受。
But these Jews will be judged according to the truth of God.
这些犹太人将跟着神的话语来被判罪。
Right, and so from verse 17 to 20,
从第十七节到二十节，
we will look at the first sin that they have committed.
我们看犹太人的第一个罪。
This is the guilt of pride.
就是高傲的罪。
Right, and actually when you read from verse 17 to 20,
我们读十七到二十节，
it sounds quite good, right?
看起来好，听起来看起来好像很好的。
Right, because let's start with verse 17.
我们看第十七节.
It says, Behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God.
第十七节,你身为犹太人,我又依靠律法,且指着神夸口。
Right, sounds very good. They really rest themselves in the word of God.
所以这里可以看到呢,是非常好,因为他们是依靠着律法。
And then they are very proud of the God that they have.
而他们对人所认识的神也感到很高傲。
And then in verse 18 also, we see that these Jews, they know God's will.
第十八节我们听到他们知道神的旨意。
Right, they are also able to discern and judge between right and wrong.
他们也能够分别是非。
Right, they are instructed out of God's word.
他们是在神里的话中学习怎样过的生活。
In verse 19 says that they're very confident in themselves.
So 第十几节看到他们自己觉得他们很有信心。
They can guide those who are blind and lost in sin.
他们可以指导那些瞎眼的，带领那些在黑暗中的人。
Right, and then verse 20 says that they are even teachers.
第二十节告诉我们他们甚至是师父老师。
He will teach those that are foolish or ignorant.
他教导那些愁困的人,
teach those that are young.
教导那些年轻的人,
but they have the knowledge, they have the truth.
他们有这个知识, 他们有那个真理,
sounds very good, right?
听起来是非常好的,
but actually, we find that when we look at it very carefully,
当我们深入地去看的话,
you know, all these things, Paul is not really praising them.
所以这里我们听到使徒保罗呢，不是在赞美他们。
Of course, knowing God's word is a good thing.
当然，认识神的话语是好的。
Right, being able to teach the truth is a good thing.
能够教导神的话语，神的真理是非常好的。
To be a testimony to help others is a good thing.
能够做神的见证去带领别人是非常好的。
But the problem with these Jews is in their heart.
但是问题在于这个犹太人是他们心
In their mind they know the name of God.
他们脑里面知道神是谁。
They can talk to you so much about God.
他能告诉你关于神讲过的事情。
But in their heart there is so much pride.
但是他们心里呢是非常高的。
With their mouth they will talk about God.
用他们嘴巴他们讲神。
They will even praise God.
他们甚至赞美神。
But in their heart, they will praise themselves.
他们的心里呢, 他们赞美他们自己。
Right, and so, we look at verse 17.
所以第十七节, 我们看第十七节。
When he says that when they rest in the law,
他们说他们依靠律法。
Right, this is not resting in a good way.
他们依靠律法的时候呢, 不是好的方向。
They only depend on following all these laws.
他们只是跟从着这律法。
And they believe that as long as I obey all these laws,
他们相信呢，只要我们跟从着这律法，
right, they can go to heaven.
他们就能够到天家去。
It is salvation by works.
这是得救呢，是靠着工作。
And when they boast of God,
当他们夸口神的时候，
it's not a good kind of boasting.
他们夸口不是有诚意的。
They're so proud of who they are.
他们 自己这么的高傲,
so proud of what they know.
他们为了他们所认识的而感到高傲。
And then when we look at how they are described in verse 19 especially,
我们看他们怎样描述在第十九节里面怎样描述自己。
When they are said to be a guide of the blind,
当他们说是为瞎子领路的。
This is not something that is very new here.
但这里不是很新鲜的。
Because you'll find that this description is given by Jesus Christ himself also.
我们可以看到呢，带领瞎子，耶稣也这样的来形容。
But we can see this in Matthew chapter 15.
我们可以翻开到马太福音第十五章，
verse 14.
第十四节。
I'll read this first in English. Let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch.
马太福音第十五章第十四节， 任凭他们吧， 他们是瞎眼领路的， 若是瞎子领瞎子， 两个人 都要掉在坑里。
And who is Christ describing down here?
在这里，耶稣是描述哪一种人呢？
You just look up a little bit at verse 12.
我们第十二节就看第十二节就知道。
Christ was talking about these Pharisees.
耶稣是说这些法利赛人。
These are the rulers of the Jews.
这些就是犹太人的领袖。
Supposed to be the most holy and most righteous.
他们应该很正义的，他们应该很圣洁的。
But Christ calls them blind.
但是耶稣叫他们瞎眼了。
Because when they see the Son of God,
因为他们看到神的儿子，
they do not believe in him.
他们没有相信他。
Even with all that Christ has done,
甚至耶稣所做的一切。
Even when they hear of the truth of Christ,
甚至他们听到神的耶稣的真理，
right, their eyes are not blind.
他们眼睛不是瞎的，
but their hearts are blind to the truth.
但他们心呢是蒙蔽的。
And again in Matthew chapter 23,
同样在马太福音二十三章，
right, verse 16 and verse 24,
第十六节跟二十四节。
Verse 16 says, Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, Whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor.
第十六节，耶稣这样说：你们这瞎眼领悟的有祸了！你们说，凡指着殿起誓的，这算不得什么；只是凡指着殿中金子起誓的，他就该谨守。
Again, if you look at verse 15, this refers to the scribes and Pharisees.
所以这里可以看到是指这文士跟那个法利赛人。
They only trust in the building.
他们只是靠着这个物质。
They only trust by the gold of the temple.
他们是靠着金子的信任的金子。
That's why Christ calls them blind.
所以神耶稣说他们是瞎眼的。
So in verse 24,
第二十四节，
Ye blind guides which strain at a net and swallow a camel.
二十四节，你们这瞎眼领悟的，脓从你们就立出来，祸和你们倒吞下去。
It speaks of how they are so blind.
所以看到他们是怎样的瞎眼瞎子。
Again, as much as they know about the law,
虽然他们认识了神的话语，
they can teach people about the law,
他们能够教导人关于神的律法，
but in their hearts, they never truly believe in it.
但他们心里呢，没有真正的去相信。
And even worse,
在更糟的是，
these scribes and Pharisees, they sin themselves also.
这些文士跟法利赛人，他们自己犯了罪。
They will purposely teach the word of God in a way to benefit themselves.
他们在教导神的话语的时候呢，才让自己得到益处。
All this teaching, they do it to increase their fame.
他们借着他们的教导呢，让他们的地位增高。
Right, and all these things to make sure people love them, not love God.
让他们借着这种教导呢，让人更加爱他们，而不是爱神。
And that's why you find verse 17 to 20 of Romans 2, it describes the pride of the Jews.
所以看到第十七到二十节，神怎样来描述法利赛犹太人的高傲。
It's not just the leaders,
不只是领袖们，
but the attitude of the leaders is reflected on the people also.
领袖们的那个态度也在那人当中看到。
The Jews are so proud that they have the word of God.
犹太人是非常高的，因为他们拥有神的话语。
They have all the scrolls of God's truth with them.
他们有神的话语的书卷与他们同在。
But they are so proud of all their long history.
他们为了他们以前的历史而感到骄傲。
So proud of all the tribes, the families they come from.
他们为了他们的这支派，从哪一个支派来感到骄傲。
All this is a confidence on themselves.
这是使他们自己建立了自己为靠着自己建立很大的信心。
Right, that's what we see in the start of verse 19.
所以我们在从这里第十九节的开始的那段，我们可以看到。
Right, it shows that their confidence is really in themselves.
所以我们看到他们的 的信心是从他们自己而来的。
They teach out of themselves.
他们借着自己来教导别人。
It seems like what God says.
就好像听起来好像神教导的。
But really, it's from their hearts.
的确，而真正的是从他们自己的心里。
And many of the rules that they put down.
他们所创立的条规。
If you read about the scribes and Pharisees.
那你读这个犹太人跟这个法利赛人跟儒士们。
They create hundreds of extra laws.
他们在神的立法之外呢，创立的很多的自己的条规。
But all these laws are made by themselves.
这条规是他们自己创立的。
Maybe they try to mean well.
他们可能是有好的出发点。
But they want to try to protect the people.
他们要保护他们的自己人。
To protect the commandments.
来保护这个神的诫令。
So that when people sin, they break this man-made laws first.
所以在他们在犯这个神的律令之前呢，他们先犯自己能设立的法规。
And then they don't break God's law.
这样呢，他们才不会来犯了神的律法。
It sounds very good, right?
在看起来是非常好的。
But that was their pride.
但是这是他们的高傲。
And so when we have talked so much about the pride of the Jews,
我们这里讲到很多，讲到这个关于犹太人的高傲。
Right, it looks good on the outside.
在外面上呢是非常好的。
But inside the heart, that is still not repentant.
他们的心里面呢，他们却不悔过。
And so when we look at ourselves,
所以当我们看我们自己的时候
，sometimes we look very good, right?
在表面上我们看起来是非常的好。
Right, we come to church, we dress very nicely.
我们来到教会时候，我们都穿的端端正正的。
Right, sometimes we carry this big Bible with us.
我们带了一本大的圣经。
And people know that on Sunday we are going to church.
所以外面看到呢，今天是星期天，我们去教会了。
Sometimes we go for more than one service.
我们有时候去多一堂的敬拜。
We go for many Bible studies.
我们去很多的这个查经班。
We go for prayer meetings.
我们去祷告会。
Are all these things wrong?
这些有错吗
？Of course not.
当然这不是有错的。
These things are good.
这些都是好的。
But the problem is our hearts.
但重要的是我们的心。
Why are we doing all these things?
为什么我们要做这些事情呢
？Is it only for ourselves?
我们是为了自己吗
？That when people will look at us.
当别人看到我们的时候
，You see, oh, this person is so holy.
看到这些人呢，非常的圣洁。
Right, like for the youths.
关于年轻人。
Right, when you come to youth fellowships, you attend all these things.
你来传经会的时候
，Right, is it so that your parents can see you and say, oh, my child is so holy, so righteous?
你真就是因为要让你父母看到你是非常圣洁、正义的吗
？Right, and so for us also.
关于我们自己
，Are we trying to prove to people that we are so faithful？
我们要让人家知道我们很忠心呢
？Or is it because we come because we really love God？
我们来是我们做一些事情，是不是因为真正我们的爱神呢
？Do we serve Him because we believe in Him？
我们侍奉他是因为我们爱他吗
？Because we know of the salvation that we have gotten from God。
所以因为神呢来拯救我们呢？
Because God looks beyond all these things on the outside.
神呢，看透这些外表的作为。
He knows why we really do all these things.
他知道我们做这事情内心的目的。
Whether it is out of a true love to Him.
我们所做的推动力是因为我们爱他吗
？Or whether it is out of pride.
还是因为我们要让别人认为我们是。因为我们的高傲呢
，We must always guard ourselves.
所以我们要检讨我们自己。
Oh, you cannot say that I'm a Christian for 10 years already.
所以我们不能说我们已经是十年的老教徒。
Right, we have been in this church for so long.
我们在这个教会里面已经这么久了。
Then our church is a fundamental church.
我们教会是基要的教会。
See, we worship God with so solemn and so respectful.
我们以非常严肃的态度来敬拜神。
Right, and then we have all these good doctrines.
我们有很好的教义。
All these things are good.
这些都是好的。
We thank God for them.
我们为这些感谢神。
But again, our hearts.
我们要注意的是我们的心。
Right, and sometimes, you know, we can do well for some time.
我们有时候我们在某段时间做得非常的好。
But after a while, we are so used to things.
在过一段时间呢，我们就像理所当然一样。
We are so used to service.
我们对侍奉呢感到很认为很平常。
Until after a while, we forget why we are doing it.
直到一天呢，我们忘记为什么我们要侍奉。
And then this is where pride will come in.
这时候就会让我们感到高傲。
We will do things for men.
我们要为了人而做事。
We do things for ourselves.
我们为了自己而做。
We still look good on the outside.
在外面表面上是非常好的。
But inside we're not really doing it for God.
但我们心里面我们知道我们不是为神而做的。
Are we a people full of pride?
我们是充满着傲气吗？
But let us not be like some of these Jews.
那我们不要像这些犹太人一样。
So when Paul was writing all this to the people of the Roman Church,
所以当保罗写这封信给罗马人的时候
，all the Jews who are in the church，
很多犹太人都在那个教会里面
，they must take note of this，
他们要注意到这点
，and even for the Gentiles，
甚至这个外邦人
，they must also likewise take note of this，
他们也应该认识到这一点
，and even for us today。
关于我们自己
，pride is something that pride is a great sin.
傲气是一个很大的罪。
You know, Satan fell because of pride.
我们知道这个撒旦他堕落的是因为这个傲气。
And likewise, pride can tempt us and make us fall also.
当然，傲气也会让我们跌倒。
No pastor, no elder or church leader is free from this.
没有一个甚至牧师长老能够免了这些。
And even if you think that I'm just a normal church member, I have nothing to be proud of.
你可能认为我是普通的会员，我没有什么东西可以感到高傲的。
But this pride can also come into your heart.
这高傲呢，能够到你心里来。
When inside your mind you think.
在你的脑子里面，你可能思想着。
Look at me, I'm a Christian.
看着我是基督徒。
I come to church every Sunday.
我来教会，每个星期天来到教会。
Right, so faithful in my service.
我在神的侍奉非常的忠心。
See these people in the office.
你看，在办公室里面的人。
Are all unbelievers.
这些都是非信徒。
They only love to drink, gamble, do whatever they want.
他们只喜欢喝酒、赌博、做他们喜欢的事情。
They're not like me.
他们不像我。
Right? I'm so good.
我是非常的好。
Let's hope that none of us will think like this.
我希望呢，我们每一个人都不会这样的想。
This is how the Jews would think.
这就是犹太人这样的想。
Right? And let us not fall into this sin of pride.
那我们不要高傲而犯罪。
And this pride will lead to another sin.
这高傲的罪呢，会带领我们到另外一个罪。
Right, this we see from verse 21 to 24.
从在第21到24节。
Now Paul is very direct.
保罗呢是非常直接的。
He says, "You teach all these things, right?"
他说你教他们这些什么话语
？All these commandments.
这些律法。
Now the question is this.
现在问题是
，Do you follow what you teach？
你有照着你所教导的去生活吗
？And this is the guilt of hypocrisy。
这就是虚伪的罪。
In verse 21，
在第21节
，Says thou therefore which teachest another， teachest thou not thyself？ Thou that preachest a man should not steal， dost thou steal？
你既是教导别人，还不教导自己吗？你讲说人不可偷窃，自己还偷窃吗
？You can teach someone about stealing.
你可以教导人关于偷窃的事。
Tell people not to steal.
教别人不要偷窃。
But the question is this.
问题是
，Do you steal?
你自己偷窃吗
？And we find this in the same. We find the same pattern also in verse 22 and 23.
在22跟23节，我们也可以看到同样的。
22 talks about adultery and idols.
22节讲到经营，还有奉献这个侍奉偶像。
Then verse 23 talks about God's law and whether you break it or not.
23节看到讲到神的律法，然后你也没有触犯这律法。
If you take careful notice of the words that are used here.
所以我们看注意的看这保罗所用的智慧。
Verse 21 it says that they teach.
第21节说, 你教导.
22 says that they say.
第22节说, 你说.
21 also says that they preach.
第21节教导你正道.
Right, and verse 23 says that they boast.
第23节说安花口.
Right, all these things have to do with the mouth, right?
这些都是关于我们口的事情。
We use our mouths for a lot of things.
我们用我们的口呢做很多事情。
Right, and we use this to praise God, isn't it?
我们用我们的口来夸赞神。
And when we learn of God's truth,
当我们认识神的真理,
do we not also say these truths?
我们是用我们口来说这些真理吗？
Every time we sing of the hymns,
当我们每次唱歌的时候,
we memorize the scripture,
来记神的话语的时候,
why must we say it out?
为什么我们要说出来?
Why can't we just quietly sing in our hearts?
为什么不能够在心里自己心里在说呢?
Right, but we know when we say it out,
但我们是啊，我们用口说出来,
it's an expression of what we believe in.
是来表示着、表露出我们心里的所相信的。
In this hymn, we are telling God,
借着这个诗歌我们告诉神,
right, all that I am singing right now,
我所唱的,
I believe in it,
我相信,
I will do all these things,
我要借着这个歌词而过生活。
Right, and then if we are teachers,
如果我们教师,
if whether you teach your children at home as a parent,
不管你是 身为家长教导你的孩子,
whether you teach in Sunday school,
或者在主学教导小孩子们,
or even when you advise or encourage a friend,
或甚至你去教导你分享你的为你同事跟他们分享或者跟他们一些劝你,
it's like we communicate also.
我们以话语来与他们交通。
We give God's truth to so many people too.
我们与他们分享神的真理。
But the question will always come back to us.
所以问题呢就在于,
all those things that we have said and shared to people,
这些我们与别人分享的事情,
have we done it ourselves?
我们自己有没有跟着我们所说的去做?
And this is the problem with Israel.
这就是犹太人的问题。
Right, and the problem with the Jews, and this is something that they keep doing.
这是他们所做的。
You can say all these good things,
他们可以说了很多好的事情,
but instead of just pride,
因为他们的高傲,
which is in the heart,
在他们心里的高傲,
God also looks at their lives.
神呢也看着他们的生活,
right, how they live,
他们怎样 生活,
whether it's really according to what they say,
他们的生活的行为是根据他们所说的吗?
And what they say is supposed to be the truth of God.
因为他们所说的是神的真理。
And previously we look at the earlier part of this chapter,
他们在这个第二章的前部分我们看到,
right, that's how God will judge them.
这神要用借着他们的生活来审判他们。
All those things that they have said,
这些他们所说的,
all of God's truth,
都是神的真理,
they will be judged by it.
他们会神会用这个真理来判断他们,
will they pass or will they fail?
他们的被判的结果是怎样呢?
And we come to verse 24.
我们看到第24节,
we find that Apostle Paul quotes from the Old Testament.
你会看到呢,保罗使徒从引用这个旧约,
to show to them that this sin is not something new.
告诉我们这个罪呢不是新的罪。
Right. Verse 24, for the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written.
So,
okay.
Yeah. 第24节, 旧约52章以赛亚书50章神这样说,
this verse is taken from Isaiah 52 verse 5.
耶和华说我的百姓既是无价被掳去, 如今我在这里做什么呢? 耶和华说搁置他们的呼叫, 我的名整天受亵渎。
Right, and in the context of Isaiah 52,
在以赛亚书52的背景,
but this is looking back to Israel's history.
这是往前往后看那个以色列人的历史。
You know that the people of Israel,
你们知道以色列人,
both the northern and southern kingdoms.
北国跟南国的, 以色列国,
both of them were brought into captivity.
他们被, 外邦人掳, 掳败,
right, and this was done because of their sin.
他们被掳绑了是因为他们的罪。
The thing is, the people had the word of God with them.
因为他们有神的话语。
They had the truth with them.
他们有神的真理。
But they disobeyed.
但是他们不遵从神的话语。
They brought in idols.
他们引进了偶像。
They brought in all kinds of wickedness.
他们引进了很多, 不好的事情。
And so what good is it if they have the word of God?
就如果他们已经有神的真理, 对这些做这些事情呢, 对他们有什么好处呢?
But yet in their life, they never really show it.
因为他们生活里面, 他们没有体现出神的真理。
And because they continue in their sin,
因为他们继续在罪中生活,
God judged them and brought them into captivity.
所以神呢, 审判他们, 让他们被外邦人掌控。
Now when this happens, it's a very shameful thing for them, right?
这种事情发生说对他们是一很大的耻辱。
Right, because they were so proud.
因为他们非常的高傲。
And then they're so proud of their God.
因为他们为了他们神感到很高傲。
But then they forget.
但是他们忘记了。
God is looking at their lives.
因为神呢, 看住他们怎样生活,
looking at their hearts,
看着他们的心,
and they were judged by it.
所以他们为他们自己所做的事情得到处分。
And that's why in Romans 2 verse 24,
所以我们看到罗马书第二章二十四节,
says the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles.
神的名呢,在外邦人中呢,被亵渎的。
God is telling them that they did not just bring shame to themselves.
神告诉我们他们并不只是为自己带来耻辱。
The worst thing is that they brought shame to God himself.
更不应该的是他们带让神感到蒙羞。
By the way that they live,
因为他们的生活,
they blaspheme the name of God.
他们亵渎了神的名。
That's only one part, right?
这只是一部分。
And then now when they are in captivity amongst the Gentiles,
所以他们现在在外邦人当中住的时候,
the northern kingdom was taken by Assyria.
在北国被亚述人征服了。
Southern kingdom was taken by the Babylonians.
南国被巴比伦人征服了。
And what do you think all these captors will say to them?
你说这些占领人呢会说他们怎样说他们呢?
Did they not laugh at Israel?
他们会取笑以色列的吗?
They laugh at their God.
他们会取笑他们神吗?
And they will say, who is your Jehovah?
他们问你谁是他们的耶和华?
Where is your God now?
你的神在哪里?
Your nation is more powerful than yours.
我们的国是比你们更加的强盛。
And they bring shame to the name of God.
所以他们呢, 让神的名得到蒙羞。
And all this because of their hypocrisy.
这是因为他们的虚伪。
And so for all of us today also,
所以我们也同样的,
we must make sure that we are not hypocrites.
我们要肯定了我们不是虚伪的人。
You know, sometimes when we study the Bible,
你知道我们有时候读神的话的时候, 圣经的时候,
it's very easy to point your finger at all these Jews.
我们能够指责这些犹太人,
all these wicked scribes and Pharisees,
你们这些, 丑恶的文士跟法利赛人,
yeah, so proud and so wicked,
你们这样的很多这样的高傲,
right, but we also have to point the finger at ourselves,
我们应该也要指责我们自己,
to make sure that we learn from their mistakes,
我们要从他们的错误中学习,
do not repeat what we have seen in their history,
我们要不要重复他们所做的一切。
Right, and this is why Paul brought this verse up here in Romans.
所以保罗在罗马书里面这样告诉我们,
he was warning them.
他们在警告他们,
this has happened before.
告诉我们这些以前发生过。
Look what happened to your nation.
你看你国家已经发生了什么事情。
And Paul himself was a Jew.
保罗自己他也是犹太人。
It was his own nation also.
也是他自己的国家。
Right, we know that first temple was destroyed.
我们知道第一个神的圣所被摧毁了。
Right, Solomon's beautiful temple.
这是所罗门所建的漂亮的 那圣所。
In the days of Christ, they had the second temple.
在耶稣时代，他们有第二个圣所。
But again, that was destroyed also by the Romans.
他们这圣所也再一次的被罗马人被摧毁了，这次是罗马人所摧毁的。
And so they paid the price for their sin.
所以他们为了他们罪付出代价。
So today, are we hypocrites also?
我们现在呢，我们也是虚伪的人吗？
You know, the moment we know the truth,
当我们知道真理的时候
the moment we are able to sing of this truth,
当我们能够为着这真理而说出来的时候
and we pray,
我们祷告
we pray for many good things,
我们为了很多好事祷告
we pray that God will keep us faithful,
我们为了我们自己对神的忠心，我们求神帮助我们
right, we also pray that God will make us holy and righteous,
我们也求神让我们能够圣洁，能够成为义人
so that we can live for his testimony,
让我们能够为了他而做好见证
but the moment we get up from our knees,
当我们起立的时候，从跪中祷告站起来的时候
and then when we start living,
当我们真的生活的时候
we start doing things,
我们开始我们的生活
we start talking,
我们开始说话
Does our life really reflect what we pray for?
我们的生活心里是不是我们祷告 的反应呢
Does our life really reflect what we have learned from God's word?
我们的生活是照着我们从神的话中所学习的呢
But let us not be hypocrites.
那我们不要成为虚伪的人
Right, so pride and hypocrisy.
所以高傲跟虚伪
These are two sins that we have to be careful about also.
这个是两个大罪，我们要非常了解。
And then as we come to the last part here,
我们看最后一部分。
From verse 25 through 29,
第二十五到第二十九节。
We see that we can be free from this guilt.
我们在这里，我们可以从到这最终得到自由。
And how can we do so?
我们要怎样做呢？
Well, Paul will first of all talk about circumcision.
所以保罗开始说到这个割礼
Verse 25 says here
第25节这样说
Says for circumcision verily profiteth if thou keep the law but if thou be a breaker of the law thy circumcision is made uncircumcision
你若是行律法的割礼固然与你有益若是犯律法的你的割礼就算不得割礼
Right, for the Jews, they had circumcision.
所以犹太人他们有行割礼。
Every Jew that was born was circumcised on the eighth day.
犹太人呢，在出生的第八天，他们就要行割礼。
And this showed that they belong under the covenant of God.
所以在这里，他们显示出他们是在神的立约中。
The danger is this.
这个问题是在这里。
Many of them thought that, oh, just because I'm circumcised.
很多人以为他们行了割礼
Right, and I'm a Jew.
他们就是犹太人
I'm automatically saved.
我们自然的就得救了
I'm definitely going to heaven.
我一定去天堂
And some of these scribes and Pharisees.
一些这些文士跟法利赛人
Don't they all even teach that Abraham sits at the gates of hell?
他虽然讲在教导的亚伯拉罕在这个地狱的门坐在那边
and then they will stop any Jew from entering hell.
他会在那里呢，阻止每一个犹太人进入这个地狱。
Right, that's how some of these Jews really, really taught in their minds.
所以这些就是犹太人想教导他们的儿女。
That's why Paul had to teach them.
所以现在保罗要教导他们。
All these things that are external on the outside.
所以这些都是外表的。
Things like circumcision.
好，甚至隔离。
By itself, it's a good thing.
隔离本身是好的
right, but however if you really believe in the Lord
如果你真正的认识相信神
then you must also keep the law
你要遵守神的律法
right, because what's the point if you keep breaking the law
如果你这个触犯的律法有什么好处呢
then it says your circumcision
他就说如果你时常的犯律法你的隔离
but you must well not be circumcised
倒不如你不要行这个隔离。
So then when they were circumcised,
他们行了隔离
，they were identified with God,
就是以是成为神的儿女。
And so their belief must match their life.
所以他们的相信，他们信心要与他们生活行为相配。
Otherwise, you know what good is it if they are circumcised?
如果你不照神的话语去生活，这样你行个礼有什么好处呢？
Right, so for us today we have baptism.
所以我们现在我们有受洗礼。
And so if you have been baptized,
如果已经受洗了，
though there's nothing special in the water,
在水里受，你受洗那水呢，在里面没有特别的东西。
When the pastor when he prays and puts his hands on your head.
但牧师祷告了，把那水放在你头上。
There's no special power given to you there.
但在当那个手按在你头上的时候，没有给你特别的能力。
These are things that are just on the outside.
在这里，这些都是外表的。
Right, but your life and our lives.
但是你的生活，我的生活。
Right, we must really show forth what we believe in.
我们应该，我们生活是一样。显出我们心里所相信的。
Right, and verse 26 says,
第二十六节。
Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision?
所以那未受隔离的，若遵守律法的行律，他虽然未受隔离，岂不算是有隔离吗？
And so Paul says, look at all these Gentiles.
所以保罗说，你看这些外邦人，
they have not received of the circumcision，
他们没有行隔离。
But if these Gentiles，
但是如果这些外邦人，
if they can live according to the word of God，
如果他们生活是照着神的话语去生活的话，
are they not actually better than a Jew？
他们不是比这个犹太人更好吗？
Better than a Jew who is circumcised but doesn't do God's word。
他们比那些已经行隔离的犹太人但是不照神的话语更好吗？
Then in verse 27,
在二十七节，
And shall not circumcision which is by nature if it fulfill the law judge thee who by the letter and circumcision does transgress the law?
而且那本来未受隔离的若能遵守律法岂不是要审判你这有异文和隔离进犯律法的人吗？
And so this Gentile who believes and who does the law.
所以这些外邦人他们相信主耶稣又照着他的话语去生活。
Will not this obedient Gentile almost like he'll become like your judge?
所以这些外邦人他们会成为你的审判官吗？
But he believes God's word, he knows God's word.
他们相信神的话语，他们照着神的话语去生活。
He is living according to God's truth.
他们照着神的真理去生活。
He just easily point a finger at the Jew.
很多他们很容易的、很轻易的可以指向这犹太人。
You are circumcised, but you don't believe in God's word.
他们可以说你是行隔离了，但你不相信神的话语。
You don't live according to the word of God.
你不照着神的话语去生活。
So that's why we come to verse 28.
专门看来到第二十八节。
Right, so verse 28, 29, who is a true Jew?
所以二十八跟二十九节我们看到谁是真正的犹太人。
Who is a true person of God?
谁是真正神的儿女。
No, it says in verse 28, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh.
但是保罗告诉我们，因为外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人，外面若生了隔离也不是真隔离。
Again, he said circumcision is something that is on the outside.
所以说行隔离呢是外表的。
Just because you are circumcised.
只是因为你行了隔离。
Right, yes, you are a Jew.
对的，你是犹太人。
But in your heart,
但是你心里，
you're not a true person of God.
你不是真正神的儿女。
Right, and verse 29.
第二十九节。
So, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is there of the heart in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God.
唯有里面做的才是真犹太人，真隔离也是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎异文。这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。
Verse 29 is the key point.
第二十九节是重点。
Who is a true Jew?
谁是真正的犹太人？
Who is a true person of God?
谁是真正神的儿女？
Right, while the outward things they are important in a way.
对，外表是重要的。
Right, but the inside.
但是内心。
Right, that's the most important.
它是更加重要的。
Not saying that you don't get baptized.
这不说你们不要行，接受洗礼。
Neither is he telling the Jews, oh, don't get circumcised. It's not important.
保罗不是在告诉犹太人不要行隔离，这不是重要的。
That's not what he's teaching.
这不是他的教导。
He's saying that look inside.
他说看我们内心。
Right, and says here that it's circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit.
在这边你告诉我们的隔离是心里的，是在乎灵的。
Talks about the heart.
他说的是心。
Talks about the soul.
他告诉我们的灵魂。
If we have really, really believed in God.
如果我们真正的相信我们的神。
And this is compared to the letter.
这是关于这以译文来对照的。
The letter here is like an instruction.
在译文中，在这里是讲到的神这个法则。
To the Jews.
对于犹太人。
Some of them will treat the word of God.
有些对神的话语。
They will see like an instruction manual.
他们当作这个指导生活指南这样。
It's like when you want to operate an electric appliance.
就好像你要运用一个电器。
Right, then you look at the manual.
我们看那个指导那个册子。
Oh, it says must plug in here.
我们应该怎样来启用这个电器。
Right, then press this button, press that button.
按这个纽扣，按那个纽扣。
Just follow instructions.
到处照这个指南里面去做。
The word of God has instructions.
他们神的话呢，他们也当作一种指南。
But they cannot follow all these instructions blindly.
但是他们不能够蛮从了神的话语。
Thinking that just, oh, you know, as long as they follow it, I'm okay.
因为我们只是照着蛮从神的话语，我们就好了。
Right, they must really in their heart and spirit believe in God.
他们必须在心里，他们的属灵方面完完全全的相信神。
And this will show forth in their life.
他们的相信了神，心里相信呢，在生活中体会出来。
Their obedience will be real.
他们对神的忠心。
Yeah, the obedience will be real and not false.
所以他们对神的忠心是真正的，而不是装作出来的。
Really comes from their heart.
的确是从神的，从他们心里体现出来。
So why do we obey the Lord today?
所以我们现在呢，要顺服我们的主。
Why do we worship the Lord today?
为什么现在我们要来这个敬拜主？
Why do you come to church today?
你们今天来教会是为了什么？
Is it really because in your heart?
是因为你的心。
But you really believe in God?
你的心真的相信神吗？
You love him and you want to worship him?
因为你爱他而你要来敬拜他吗？
Why do you live for God each day?
为什么你每天为了神而活呢？
Right, is it not because of our salvation and our belief?
是不是因为神的救恩呢？
Right, and this true belief in God.
这个在真正的在相信我们的神。
This is something that will free us from pride and hypocrisy.
真正相信神呢，让我们脱离这个高傲跟虚伪的束缚。
And so today, as we sit here,
我们今天坐在这里。
We have to let's put aside our past history.
我们把以前我们做的一切事情忘了。
Put aside all the experience that we have.
我们以前的经历把它放在一边。
Right, just look within ourselves.
我们往我们心里来看。
And we have to quietly really think and reflect.
我们要我们安静的来审查我们自己。
Do we have this relationship with God?
我们与神有这个亲密的关系吗？
And if we find that we really have this relationship with God,
那我们与神有这样的亲密的关系。
But is it seen in our life?
我们有在心里，我们生活中有罪吗
？In the way that we live,
我们的生活中我们怎样过活呢？有罪吗
？Obedience and following God's will,
我们有顺服神的话语，遵从神的旨意吗
？All these things must be a sign of our salvation.
这些都是我们得救的真相。
And so today,
对今天
right, do we have a genuine salvation from the Lord?
我们真正的在主里面得救吗？
Or are we still caught in the sin of pride and hypocrisy?
我们或者我们还是生活中的高傲还有虚荣吗？
Let's all pray that our lives will be real.
我们来祷告，为我们祷告，我们在生活中是真实的。
True and genuine to the Lord.
我们必须真实的、忠诚的来在神里面生活。
Not just living and serving like a ritual.
我们不要因为必须做而去做。
right, but really living for our Lord and our Savior.
我们生活的确是为了我们的主，我们的救主来生活。
Let us live our lives truly from the heart and from the spirit.
那我们真正的从心里面来过出神所喜悦的生活。
So today we have looked at the guilt of the Jews.
我们今天看到犹太人的罪。
Right, and I hope that we will take time to reflect on our lives.
我希望我们能够花一些时间来审查我们自己，然后审查我们怎样过活。
God willing, week after week, we'll still be coming to church.
能神的认可的话，我们每个星期天都来神的教会里面。
You know, we'll see each other on the external, right?
我们看到的是对方的外表。
But what goes on in the heart?
但是我们心里想些什么呢？
What goes on in your life?
那我们生活中又怎样呢？
Some things like this is only between God and you, isn't it?
那你真正心里所想的生活呢，是你与神之间的关系吗？
Right, and let's all hope that we will truly be genuine Christians.
我们希望我们是真正的是爱主的真正的信徒。
Right, let us pray.
我们祷告。